Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Welcome back. I thought y'all could use a little bit of a break there through the 30 seconds of nature in there just to be kind of like a little palate cleanser. Because you're listening to the last of my open mics, the first of my extratonal show pilot episode. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and this is an hour of modern and classical. So messing this up every time. Modern and contemporary, classical and adjacent music, aka the Difficult Listening Hour. You just heard Folded Beast from the V. Vecker Ensemble off the album Hand of Bone. And I was getting some real, like, Godspeed You Black Emperor vibes off of that for a second there. Like, I was just waiting for them to go, like, do the bends and the ones on, like, do all together. I was waiting for it, but they did not go that direction. But it was good. It was good. I liked it. What'd you think? It's very shimmery, very droney, very meditative, very piercing at times. But, I don't know. I'm super interested in the, how do you say, overlap of technology and classical instruments. And yeah, there's a bit of that in there. This is more of the technology side of things. That's why it's the classical adjacent. But very, very interesting song. Cool thing I learned about our friend here, Mr. Wecker, Keith Wecker, is that he actually had he was working at Loeb Studio for a while. Like, he was an artist in residence. A residency. Ah, there you go. At Loeb Studio here in Vancouver on Hastings. And that studio is super cool. I don't know if you've ever been, but if you have not, check them out. They often have a lot of events. They'll do, like, shows around town. But what they do is they've set up a three-dimensional audio listening experience. It's a room which they have installed a grid of omnidirectional speakers. And when you're in there, they can simulate three-dimensional space both horizontally, like on the x-axis, the y-axis, and the z-axis. So they can make sound go up, down, forward, backwards, left, right, all over the place. And it is fascinating. So if you're an audio person and you like making audio things, like, you should hit them up. Check them out. Talk with them about any weird ideas you might have about it, what you would want to do in a space like that. Because I tell you, it's a magical place. And he had a residency there. And, you know, now that I know that, I'm going to have to check them out and be like, can I listen to the things he did? Because, you know what? Sometimes they play those things. They keep them. They let you check them out. So, yeah, Loeb Studios here on Hastings, towards the Vancouver side of things. Very, very interesting experimental sound place. So that, like I said, that was the V. Vecker Ensemble off a song called Folded Beast off their album Hand of Bone. And coming up, I got this group called Universe Zero out of Belgium. And this is more of the classical side of things. I thought I should have a little bit of balance. They've got a lot of woodwinds, some percussion, but they do have some kind of like rock elements. They've got electric instruments there in the second track I'm going to play for you. But I'm going to play a couple of their tracks off their album Clivage or Cleavages. I probably should have looked that up, but, you know, not that, you know, Belgians speak the same French as the French, but they all speak. I'm not good with that sound. I'm not good at making those noises. So Clivage is what I'm going to say. Clivages. And the songs I'm going to play off this album are 3 Days and Appesanteur. This is one of those Forvo moments. Appesanteur. Interesting tracks. Like I said, they combine, like, they're woodwind players. They've got a lot of, like, bassoon and clarinet and oboe and stuff like that. And then they've also got, like, electrical instruments going on there. And it's kind of, like, post-rock, funk, experimental, fun stuff. And you know what? I probably have said quite enough about that. So here we go. This is Universe Zero, a couple of tracks off their album Clivage. Here we go. Universe Zero, off their album Clivage. That was 3 days and Apesanteur. I should have been clearer. The second song is where you start getting the kind of prog rock influences. You can hear like the bass came in and the drums. And yeah, I don't know why I said earlier there was oboe. No, there's bassoon, clarinet, flute, violin, etc. No oboe. Maybe in other songs. Who knows? But yeah, so that's pretty much all I got for today. I got to be out of here in a couple of minutes. I'm going to leave you with some things. But it has been fun. I hope you are excited as I am about exploring what modern and classical, oh gosh, modern and contemporary, classical and adjacent music CJSF has in its libraries, and getting submitted by, I'd like to find out what local labels are in the area that handle modern and contemporary, classical and adjacent music, preferably with a focus on the use of technology in the performances, because that always kind of just like, yeah, it's fun. It's fun stuff. But yeah, so just to kind of recap, we listened to some Steve Reich, we listened to some Helen Money collaborating with Will Thomas, we listened to Keith Wecker, the local Vancouverite experimental musician and audio magician. We just heard Universe Zero's fun stuff there. And I'm going to leave you guys with an artist named Meredith Monk, who, you know, I could probably talk for a long time about who she is, but I would just say get on the internet, search this lady out, because she has been doing some amazing things for decades. And I was listening to some of her stuff that we have in the library, and I came across this song called Ringing, off of an album called The Recordings. I don't know if that's the album. It probably is the album. It said it was the album. It should be the album. But I thought it was pretty fascinating. It's, I don't know. Like last week we had some interesting vocal practices. This is another interesting vocal practice person who also does a lot of like dance and choreography and like composition and running things. And yeah, the lady's a powerhouse. This ma'am is a very mamful. So I recommend check her out, see a few more things that she has floating in the ethers. And after you hear all that, stick around, because we got Nicole's Beats and Eats coming up, Young Artist's Bedroom after that, and Free Voices, Stories of Inspiration and Empowerment following that. So that's 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4 is Free Voices. And as always, it is I, Garen Fitzgerald, at your Thursday noon o'clock hour. And in the future, it will be called either, playing with the name, Extra Tonal or The Difficult Listening Hour. Because, when I found that song, it was goofball nonsense. It was goofball nonsense. But yeah, check out cjsf.ca if you want to find out more about this wonderful radio station and perhaps you want to volunteer. It's a lot of fun. Learn a lot of things. Don't need any experience. And this is Open Mic signing off, saying goodbye. Here is Meredith Monk's Ringing. Goodbye. Oh.
bird note. What is it that draws us to a romantic partner? For birds, it might be a sweet song, compatible personality type, the right zesty scent, or outrageous dance moves. The serenade of a male white-throated sparrow prompts a response in a female sparrow's brain that resembles that of humans listening to their favorite music. Most cranes, like these sandhill cranes, duet with prospective partners for years before they begin breeding. For Stella's jays, birds of a feather pair together. Couples in which individuals have a similar temperament, either both shy or both bold, tend to be the most successful at raising chicks. Crested auklets of both sexes produce a pungent citrus perfume. Field biologists can smell a breeding colony from a boat as they approach. Blue-footed boobies, on the other hand, dance. The birds display their feet to each other in a ponderous pas de deux, a sort of dance duet. The bluer a bird's feet are, the healthier the bird is. Greater flamingos that have a larger repertoire of dance moves are considered more attractive, and the best dancers tend to pair up. How typical. For Bird Note, I'm Wen Fei Tong.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing, Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
We are diverse.